Blog Talk Radio.
K-Classic.
They told you that you couldn't do it cause you're washed up. Ain't like them bad girls that you should get your sauce up. But I got this plan and you might not understand. I'ma go hard as I can and I'm gonna be the boss of it. Just watch me do this, put no limits, only swag on it. Walk right up to the front where I belong and brag on it. Go to the top, I'ma give it all I got. Might take a lot, but we ain't gonna ever stop. I do believe I'm something special, can't take that from me. So you can say what you want, I go harder, stronger, be who I'm supposed to be.
Johnson. I am the founder of Women of Vision Global Network and of the Focus Factor. I tell you, every time I hear that song is a great motivator for me, because when you have been hit so much, you know, and you get back up and you learn how to bounce back up, you realize that you are unstoppable. So that is a great song for me today. We want to welcome you to our show. And I want to open up my co-host, Mike, Tiffany Hunter. She is the founder of the X God Make Next. Tiffany, your mic is open. Are you there?
I am here. Hello. Great Saturday. I'm excited.
Yes, yes, yes. So before we get started, let's go over a few house rules. Tiffany, I'm going to keep your mic open, and you can mute yourself as well. Open floor, that means that everybody will have a chance to speak and voice their opinions. We just ask that you respect each other's opinions. This is a safe place to communicate. We don't get political. There's no bashing. There's no judging. And there is no name calling. We don't tear each other down. We're here to build, encourage, and empower you. And we're here to speak life so you can soar and live your best life. So this is a positive show. We wanted to create a safe format for you to speak your truth and also be empowered while you're getting your healing or whatever that you need. If you desire to call in or if you have a comment, the guest call-in number is 516-595-8287. Again, that's 516-595-8287. This is just a small disclaimer that I put out there the last couple of shows because I felt it was needed. So the advice that is given on the show is the methods that I use to bounce back and get back up. Everybody's level of pain is different, so you have to do what works for you, and please take your time doing it. If you hear something that you feel may help you, by all means, apply it. The main thing is get back up. So that's our disclaimer for this show and probably moving forward. So let's do a recap of last week's show. A couple weeks ago, the topic was bouncing back to get back up. And I went through a bunch of steps of what it took me in able to bounce back from all the losses that I have suffered. And then, you know, I thought about it, that hour and a half show, I gave so many steps and I got such great feedback. I thought we would take each step and kind of break it down per show instead of going through all the steps. So last week, it was bouncing back to get back up, it's time to heal. We talked about the process of bouncing back up, and we focused on ground level. And the reason why we focused on the ground level, because I don't know if whoever has listened to the previous shows, that me and my husband just recently lost our daughter unexpectedly, and it was like the 10 years that I had lost my other daughter. And all of these losses and ministry and COVID and all these things that are going on, and I started looking at people as a whole, that people are really hurting from church to business to family to relationships, and people are looking for answers on how to bounce back or what does normal look like now. And so we talked about ground level last week, and for me, ground level was dealing with the loss up front, owning up to the grief and not covering up for the people's sake. And that means just basically putting on a face for people, you know, putting on the facade, you know, how are you blessed and highly favored, that type of thing with your toe up from the floor up on the inside. I know y'all know what I'm talking about. So owning up to it, I learned that it's okay not to be okay all the time. It's okay to feel what you're going through. So ground level, you know, how it really makes you feel and dealing with your inner thoughts, allowing yourself to feel it, cry, kick, scream, whatever you have to do, but get it out so it doesn't become resentment and you don't become bitter. Be okay with being vulnerable and transparent. It's okay to take off the Superwoman cape, the Superman cape. You know, when I watch these cartoons, sometimes they can be, there's so much revelation in these cartoons because, you know, Superman was a regular man called Clark Kent, and he only put on the cape when he needed to put the cape on. But other than that, he was human and he had feelings. So it's okay to take that Superman or Superwoman cape off and just be human and feel and take a break. But don't sit down too long because sometimes staying active allows your mind and body to release the stress and pressure of your thoughts. And we also talked a little bit about accountability, talking it out with someone. I thank God for the people that are in me and my husband's life that we are able, you know, to talk it out, to be able to get it out. Those people that don't judge us, that can see us in our human moments and still love us, you know, the same way. So that's very important to have those people in your life. And sometimes it's more than one person that can be your accountability partner or be your sounding board, those that will listen and allow you to pour, dump, or be vulnerable, whichever it is. But these people won't take advantage of your vulnerability. And that is so key in picking the right, you know, the right person. So I wanted to step into a little deep with level two, which is a doozy. And this is learning to accept change, acceptance. that's something right there. It's one thing to deal with what you're going through, but it's another thing to accept that from this point on, your life is totally different. Wow, that's a biggie. And accepting and shifting within the shift, because when your life takes on a whole nother meaning, when things all around you have changed, like it's going on all over the world, okay, it's one thing to deal with, okay, this has changed, this has changed, I'm dealing with it, but now I have to accept the fact that now I have to alter everything in my life. I have to alter my whole program. I have to alter everything. And now I have to learn what my new normal is. And I think that's the part that is difficult for some of us moving forward. I see an old friend in the chat. I want to give Bob a hearty hello. We missed you. We missed you. Wow, it seems like it's been like in forever. He just popped up. Yes, yes. So acceptance. Let's talk about acceptance. And I wrote some things down. And acceptance, this is one of the things that helped me. Acceptance is coming to terms that your whole life has taken a major shift, and now you have to make preparations to move within the shift. So now you have to make preparations to move within the shift. Acceptance is like it's embracing your thoughts and feelings rather than fighting or feeling guilty. So it's one thing to suffer a loss or suffer change or go through something, but it's another thing to go through it and accept the fact that I'm going through it and going through it with the right fight against it. It takes you longer to get where you need to get to inwardly, and then you start feeling guilty. Tiffany, you want to chime in there a little bit, about acceptance, because I know, like the first show when we did it, that was a real biggie for you, accepting the fact, because it's not just a loss of a loved one. It could be a business, it could be ministry, whatever it is, that acceptance piece is so key.
Yes, yes, thank you. And hey, Bob, also, I give my hi too. But yes, with accepting, and I look at accepting as just as you did too, but also just being in agreement with what has changed, being in agreement with what has happened. And even if you're not in agreement with it at the moment, you don't dismiss it or deny it, but rather consider it willingly and knowing that there is some truth to what has changed in accepting that. And it's so interesting because I was looking up something when we were talking about the shifting and accepting the shift and the change in that, and if I'm moving ahead, let me know. I was looking at how to drive a stick, and there was two things on a specific site that stood out to me. And the first thing was identify the pedal, and then the second thing was learn the gears. And I replaced identify the pedals, of course, with identify the problem, identify what has changed, identify, you know, whatever it is that person wants to fill in their blank with. And for me, you know, when I had my shift, it was identifying the problem, because there were problems that I needed to accept in my changes that happened that were, you know, drastic and dramatic for me. And then, you know, learning the gears. So in that, for me, that was, you know, understanding that shift now, and how to move with the shift instead of against that shift that has just changed. And so that was very big for me, accepting, because often we can look at accepting as a way of trying to blame someone too, instead of accepting your part in all of it and accepting what it is. This is just what it is. This is the truth of the matter. And a lot of people like to hide that truth and hold on to that past instead of accepting
that very moment and the things that are going on and moving with it. So that is, I just wanted to share that in accepting, whether you fully, and I won't say agree, but maybe you just don't understand it, but come to terms with at least considering what the truth is, what are the facts in that moment and what the truth really is, so that we can learn mm-hmm. learn how to separate those wishful parts or that past part that no longer exists anymore and that's not there, and focus on the real and what's there in that moment and how to catapult ourselves in that shift in that moment with what's going on.
Now, I have a question, because you said identify the pedal, which is the problem, and learn the gear. I miss what the gear is.
So learning the
what
gears.
Did you say to
so learning the gears. Learning the gears for me was learning the. It's almost like you know, I'm spiritual and I grew up in church. So for me, that's almost like saying, understand what season that you're in. Learn the season that you're in. So when we say, you know, when you say learn the gears and you're learning, okay, you know, like a stick shift part. I don't know much about a stick shift part. I didn't go into, you know, a whole detail about it, but you got to know, you know, which gear to shift to in the moment that you're driving a car so that you don't stop or get into an accident or even mess your gears up. So for me, that is learning the season that I am in. What has just happened? What has taken place? And what do I need to get in this? Or how do I need to move forward, you know, in this? So for me, my learning the gears is learning the season that I am in, learning that moment of what's going on, what I need to do differently, and how everything has just changed. Because a shift, you know, shift sometimes is a sudden stop, and it changed from one arrangement mm-hmm. to another, and you don't even know. And you have to be able to shift with that movement, that position, and that direction that you're going in. So my learn the gears is learning the season that I am in. Where am I headed? Where am I going?
That's good. That's good. I'm going to open Bob's mic so he can give a hearty hello and comment on all that Tiffany has said. We missed you.
Oh, hello, ladies. Yes, I've missed you too, but I just obey my body, and so when my body's tired, we sleep, and when my body's awake, we play. And so, yeah, I'm awake, and it's about 3:45 in the morning. And accepting change, I'd like to say, you know, with all the stuff that's going on in the world, it's a crazy time, but for me, there is no fear here, dear. And why mm-hmm. I say that is, I create my life, and one of the first things I did was set my own conscious life intention, which is I am here to have a gentle, joyful, loving, healthy, and abundant life. And I'll say that again. I am here to have a gentle, joyful, loving, healthy, and abundant life. Now, that's my command to the universe, and that is precisely how my life is unfolding. And I totally trust my own process. So whatever changes in this outside world always aligns with that conscious life intention of mine. So there are not going to be any changes that, you know, scare the pants off me. It's like I believe in me now, and I believe in this life that I create. And like this COVID thing, the virus is gone. All that's left is the fear. And that's the biggest pandemic, is the fear that people hold. And I have no fear. And I've faced my own death too many times to be afraid of it. You know, that's the only certain thing in life, isn't it? Is death. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I wish I could just share how I feel within me with everyone. You know, I am responsible for this life I create. And if something bad happens, well, it's a lesson, right? Like when I lost my boat to the cyclone, lost my home to the cyclone, that was bad, but it was a lesson. And the lesson I learned from losing everything material was to totally let go of the attachment to things. And that, mm-hmm. you know, I paid a good price for that lesson. So I've got nobody to blame. I'm not afraid of anything. And, yeah, my dogs and I are having a ball, you know. And I love the way how quieter, more peaceful the world is, you know. And I'm just amazed that so many people have decided to put themselves in prison, because everything the government tells you to do weakens our own immune system. Like, stay inside. But out in the sunshine gives you vitamin D and fresh air and ozone and exercise, and not to hug each other. You know, we are born to hug each other. We are born to nurture each other. I think the big message from this whole COVID thing is hopefully so many people will reach into their hearts and realize that it is telling them what is important. Yes, we need to hug each other. We need to love each other. We need to be joyful. We need to be creative. And we need to hold on to our innate freedoms and not give them away just because of fear. We outnumber
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
We outnumber them. Okay, I'll shut up now. I could go on for hours, darling. You know that.
But I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave your mic open, Bob, and you can mute yourself at will. But you know,
will do.
I wish everybody was like there, but there's a whole lot of people that haven't gotten centered with themselves and have not accepted the fact that things have changed in their life. And basically, some people are running, and running away from an issue only creates distance from the solution. So I think along with acceptance is commitment to self, because that plays a key role. Because when you commit to face the problem head on rather than avoiding your stress, then that I think that opens the door for, like Tiffany said, knowing the truth instead of hiding from the truth. I like the part about identify the pedal, which is the problem, and learn the gear, which is the season. Because as we all know, seasons will change. The key is not to change within the seasons, but keep up with the seasons that are changing. And it seems like, and I don't know, Tiffany, if you would agree, or Bob, you would agree, that seasons are changing swiftly. When you think yeah. you're in a season, two months from now, and everything is like, whoa, we're in a whole nother season. So the plans you made like 2 years ago are not the plans that you can make now. Even the plans you made yeah. 6 months ago are not the plans that you can make now. The plans you made in March are shifting from the plans you're making now, just like the children. My heart goes out for the children because they so look forward to going back to school, but the school system has shifted. So now the children are going to have to take on a major shift. So the plans that they had going back seeing their friends and simple things like recess, we don't know what that's going to look like anymore. So I think acceptance and being committed to self, being committed to your inner thoughts and inner feelings is so key. We have another caller, and I'm going to open up her line. Caller, you have your mic is open. You have any questions or comments?
I have a comment. I just wanted to comment about what your co-host Tiffany said. It was so prophetic to me in talking about the stick shift. The first car I ever learned how to drive on in life was a stick, and how to drive a stick before an automatic. And what I learned is in the stick shift, in the gears, in the shifting of the gears, it'll either take you someplace fast or slow. And there's even a gear called reverse. So when you apply that to this whole situation about acceptance, sometimes we, you know, go hard into it. We shift the gears hard and fast to get to our destination. And then there are times when we hit reverse and we got to go back because it was too much too fast. And what I love about it, which was so profound to me, is in a stick shift, you can have a 4-speed or a 5-speed. That's our capacity. Some people are 4-speed. Some people are 5-speed. Their capacity to accept things and to move forward has enlarged them to be able to go faster, more, and deeper, where some will always be a 4-speed and got to go a little slower, and their maximum speed is going to be less than that of someone who has a 5-speed. That's all I had.
That's a whole lot in a little bit. Wow. That was good. That was good right there. So I think I heard you say about the seasons and the gears, fast, slow, and reverse times, depending on the situation, because I won't always call it a problem. I'll call it a situation. Depending on the situation or an issue, we may move a little faster than others. We may move a little slower than others. And depending on the situation, it may cause you to go in reverse, which means sometimes you have to go back and revise that vision. You have to go back and revise that plan in order to move forward faster or slow. Some things may take some time. Some things you might have to be 4-speed at, when other things you may have to be a 5-speed at. So I guess it depends, like Tiffany said, knowing the season that you're in. So I want to ask Tiffany and I want to ask the callers, how do you know the season that you're in? Because some people are stuck. They have no clue where they are today. They are just, you know, going with the flow, going with the punches. But they have, these people are, you know, they have purpose, they have vision, they know what they want to do, but they just don't know what season they're in. So let's look at it like this. They're sitting in the car. They have identified the pedals, but when it comes to shifting, they won't shift and move. So my question is, how do you know what season that you're in order to move fast, slow, or reverse? Anybody.
Yeah, for me, that that is something I pray for, like, as in discernment for and knowing what season that I am in or what I need to do. But I often also find that when it's not, I also know, too, something is not right when it's not flowing or aligned the way that it should. And when you look at shifts as well, you find that, you know, shifts sometimes can cause a sudden stop. And that's what happens. You know, just like COVID, it was like just a sudden stop of everything until plans get in place as to what to do next. And that's usually where I find the time to sit and focus on what I was doing and what I should be doing. If I need to reverse and go back and revise some things, or if this is a moment where I often need to, you know, where it's time for me to move forward. And you usually feel that push to move forward or to revise. And that's kind of where it is for me. But like I said, for me, the first thing I notice is when something comes to a stop and it's like, okay, all right, everything has completely stopped. It's not just this, it's not just that, but everything, there has been a shift that has occurred. Now I need to get with the shift and I need to find out what it is I need to do in this. And so I usually just seek, you know, guidance in that and discernment it to know, you know, okay, how do I need to proceed? What plans do I need to make and go from there? Because sometimes we don't know. Sometimes it's just head on, you know, like COVID. It was just head on, something new. Nobody knew nothing about. Nobody had immunizations for, you know, it was something that they had to learn in that process and go with the flow. But when we try to move against things, then we find out that it doesn't work out. It doesn't go. And we find ourselves stuck, stopped, and, you know, just still.
versus moving forward. And then once you find that you are supposed to do, then the machine starts flowing again. Now the machine is working. Mm-hmm. Now things is going, and things is lining up. And then you know, okay, that's where I am supposed to be. And I'll give a perfect example. For me, it was a shift in careers from being that stay-at-home mom, from helping, you know, husband work at the business, from trying to even go back to work. And I took a huge leap of faith and started my own business and becoming a provider. And in the moment of me making that decision, in the moment of me sticking with that decision, after had just, you know, mm-hmm. being in my own prayer about it, things began mm-hmm. to flow. Things began to happen. Doors began to open for that business to come into uh-huh. fruition. So that is, yeah, that's mine.
Okay. Go ahead.
I have something to add.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here. This is 7:06. So what I wanted to add to it is I have myself changed a clutch in a six-shift car before, and there are three main components. There is a clutch, a pressure plate, and a throwout bearing. And if you don't have all of those properly aligned, then the car won't go. No matter what gear you have it in, it won't go, because there has to be proper alignment between the clutch, the pressure plate, and the throwout bearing. And when you think about that and you apply that to life, it's all about the alignment of things that gets you to the next place. If you move too soon or you don't move soon enough, then something may be out of alignment that will prevent you from being able to move ahead in the acceptance of what is taking place. So it doesn't matter. You can sit in the driver's seat, you can press down that clutch, and you can shift that the stick shift all day long. But if there's not alignment of the components, of the emotions, of the thoughts, of the intent, if you don't have a purpose, then you're going to go nowhere.
Mm.
And that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
So would it be safe to say that alignment would be like committed to self, or self-awareness of what a person is playing? Or what they're going through, because when a person
Absolutely.
Goes through something and they're accepting, if I'm accepting, I'm aligning. And if I'm aligning, I'm getting in touch with, you know, my feelings. Like, you know, Bob on the line seems like he's very in touch with his feelings, very in touch with his emotions. He's lost so much and suffered so many things. And he understands that the only person that he is responsible for is himself, because I've heard him say that time and time again, that there's the alignment with, okay, I'm being true to my feelings, I'm being true to my emotions, you know, I'm being true to what has happened to me, like I heard Tiffany say, you know, I'm owning up to the truth of what has happened. I've identified the problem, you know, I see what season that I'm in. Right now I can't move too fast, or maybe it's time to go in reverse. But like the other caller says, now when things are aligned, and now I can move forward to the next step, which is letting go in a healthy way. But you can't let go until you accept and align yourself, right?
That's good.
Yeah. Can I share something?
Yes.
Yeah, Oh, I love the mechanical analogy. I spent most of my life as an engineer, so that one really resonates. And that lady can help me align my clutch anytime. But what works for me is, how do I know what to do in any situation? And well, for me, whatever situation arises, I just look at it. You know, I don't get enmeshed and mired in it. I stand back and look at it, and just think to myself, well, where is the win-win in this situation? Where is the element that is nurturing me in this situation? And like with the COVID thing, because people aren't moving around so much, the sound level in my where I live, under this big old mango tree, the sounds of man have dropped significantly, but the sounds of nature are much more prominent. So my connection to nature is much stronger. So for me, that's a win-win. And also, I've noticed that when I go out, people are much more respectful and caring of each other as a result of this little gremlin. And for me, that's a win-win. And so in any situation, I just look for the win-wins. And that old expression is so true. Like, where attention goes, energy flows. So if you give your attention to the negative, you're feeding the negative. But I consciously choose to give my attention to the positive, to the win-win. And there is always a win-win. It just takes a little more effort to find it. So work at it. Thank you. I'll shut up.
That's good, Bob, because you said in any situation, you look for the win-win. And I thought I heard you say that where is the nurturing element in this situation? So in any loss, where's the nurturing element that person can pull from to get that positive energy or that positive feedback? And once that, I think I hear you saying that to find that inner peace, clear your thoughts, and less stress is, you know, failing forward is what I call it. You know, where's the win-win in what I'm going through? Where's, you know, what can I learn from all of this that has happened in my life? What can I learn about me? Not necessarily about the situation, but what have I learned about me? Where's the win-win concerning me? Because you have to place it on you, because if you place it on other people and other things, you'll never grow in it. Like you said, everything has to line up. So where's the win-win that will give me the inner peace? Where's the win-win that will, so I can have clearer thoughts, so I can know what season I'm in? Where's the win-win so I can feel less stressed? But when you don't have that, for a moment here, let's talk about, you know, guilt. Because when you don't have the inner peace, then, you know, then you're stressed. And these things lead to depression, self-sabotage, regret, negative self-talk, and poor health conditions. When things don't align up, when things are shifting, that's when things quickly turn negative. And it's hard when things turn negative to turn them into positive. That's why I think you need people in your life for accountability that can put you back on the same track. Tiffany, caller 706, you have any comments?
I love what he said, and one of the things that I took away from that was, Artie Charlie said, there's a win-win in a situation, you just have to work hard at it. And, you know, a lot of people, depression makes people stop. That guilt makes people stop. But he said, you know, work hard at it. You know, that there's a lot of people that you will find that things didn't come easy. You know, they had to work at it. And even when you make the decision to do right, you still have to apply pressure to yourself and work hard for where it is you're going and what you're doing, and to make sure that, you know, those things, you don't have to recircle or retract back to those things. So I really like that, you know, that's my part, because we have to work hard for where we want to get to, what we want to do, and the changes that are occurring in our lives and mm-hmm. how to flow with it, making sure they're aligned, mm-hmm. so...
Caller 706, you have any comments?
Ma'am, I do. Just this morning, I was talking to my accountability partner about a shift in my life, and what I was sharing was how sometimes when there's a shift, it's something that happens automatically. It's so, you know, smoothly. It didn't really require any effort from you. It was something that happened, something that took place, and you know, realize that you're in a different place now. There's that type of shift. It's just like an automatic shifting. But then there is a shift that you have to do, you know, consciously. Like, you have to put in the work. You have to, you know, put forth the effort, because you, you know, realize that you're in a place that's no longer working for you. And once you accept the fact that you're in a place that's no longer working for you, as my mentor always says, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. I can't stay in that place. So I have to have an intentional shift in my life, but I have to determine what that looks like. And that all comes out of everything that you're talking about in these last three programs. This is really good. I just wanted to say that.
So I wrote some things down, and you said there's a couple shifts here. The shift, because Tiffany has me thinking about cars. So there's a shift that happens when you drive an automatic. So everybody knows you turn on the car, you step on the brake, you put it in gear, you hit the gas, and you go. To me, that's an automatic. But then there's a shift where you have to put the work in like a stick, because that's why I never drove a stick, because it seems like it was just so much work. And when you're in a place that no longer works for you, now you have to put in work either to get out of that place or work within that place to make a change, right? Correct? So what does that work? Because you said put in work. What does that work look like? See, that's where we're trying to get people, because I think some people are stuck. They know that there has been an automatic shift, and they know that right now things are not working for them. So now they have to make an intentional shift. I like that. They have to make an intentional shift, but they don't know the steps to what the work looks like. What does that mean? I got to put in the work. Is it a mental thing? Is it a heart thing? Is it a physical thing? Or is it all of the above when you say put in the work? Caller or Tiffany?
Yeah.
Bob.
So it all starts with an examination of, you know, what it is that you're doing, meaning how are you living your life, what's working. And you got to be, you know, truthful with yourself about what's working and what's not. Sometimes we tell ourselves a pretty lie about things in our life that we say are working and they're not really working for us, but we're just not ready to part with them. So once you identify the things that do work, they can remain, and the things that you are doing in your life that don't work, they've got to go. So then you have
So identify what works. And then identify what doesn't work. Okay.
Correct. Okay. And of the things that don't work, now you have to come up with a plan of first, what is it that you need to do to replace those? Because in life, our goals don't change. It's just the methods and strategies we use to reach our goals are the things that change. So this is one of those. Let me change up my strategy so I can get to my goal still. So then you determine what you are willing to do to replace what you've been doing that's not working so that you can still get to your goal. Because above all else, in order to get the win-win, you have to be able to cross the finish line. So you got to know where you're going. And then then you start putting together what is your strategy. You got to put down things that you will do, things you will not do, what you will stand for, what you will not stand for. And I even take time to identify what are the distractions that can happen in this process. So I know what to look out for. So I see the pitfalls before they, you know, arise, and I don't find myself stepping into them, but I'm able to sidestep them because I even strategize possible pitfalls.
Okay. So you are
something?
Yes.
Yeah, love the lady sharing. And how can I put it? As an adult, nurturing myself, that's my job. Nobody else can do it for me. And how I go through my life is, and this is nothing to do with headspace, for me, doing the work is always, it's all in the heart space. I just listen to my heart. My journey for me is to simply find my own truth. And what is my truth? And my truth is whatever resonates with my heart. And so that's what guides me. My heart and my intuition, my knowing. And sometimes following the knowing isn't the softest route. It's usually the route that takes you to having to face your own demons and get out of being in denial that your life is okay. Well, the energy of that statement says it all. My life is awesome, you know, because I create it that way. And I too was in denial for years, and I was suicidal for 20 years, you know. It was that experience mm-hmm. that drove me to find my own way through depression. And I did that through following my heart and honoring my feelings and regaining the belief in myself. And I love the way the lady pointed out that having good personal boundaries is absolutely essential. Yes, I accept this in my life. No, I do not accept this in my life. And the power of no is awesome. And everybody has that power. If somebody's ranting and raging at you, you can say, sorry, mate, no, I do not accept this behavior. Have a nice life. I'll be elsewhere. You know, I cannot change anybody else, but I can protect myself by removing myself from harm and walking towards love and cooperation and community. Yeah. So good boundaries are essential. Okay, I'll shut up again.
I'm gonna move to Tiffany, but I want to ask the caller 706 because I think I missed something. I was trying to write really fast because we were talking about intentional shifting. And I believe I heard that the first one was like examining self, identifying what works and what doesn't. And then the second one was things that don't work, create a plan as to how to change them. And I miss what was after that. I don't know if she can remember what she said, but I know people were probably kind of trying to write it down real fast. And I don't know if you can go back and pick those nuggets back up and throw them back out there, 706. Do you remember before we got to the win-win?
Yes, ma'am. I can in part. I can't say I can verbatim, but I can in part. So if we're going to replace them, the things that we do in our life that aren't necessarily, you know, working for us, then we have to determine what we will and will not do and what we will and will not stand for. So therefore, that's part of what, as Bob was saying, the self-love, you know, being able to identify what we can do within our abilities and what we can't, so we don't set ourselves up for failure. So as we make our plan, we have to decide, you know, because our goal has not changed. What's only changing is the strategy to reach the goal. That's what it was.
The goal doesn't change. It's the strategy, right?
Correct. So if it's taking you too long to reach a goal and you are beyond that time frame or you're not where you thought you would be in the process at this time, then you know that your strategy is not working for you.
That's good, especially when things shifted, then you would have to change your strategy. Just like I'm going to use some of the school systems, for instance. The goal is to get the kids through school so they can graduate, right? Or the goal is so school will start. But the strategy a year ago was school started on a certain day. They went to class. They went to homeroom. They passed classes. They went to lunch. They went to recess. And then at a certain time of the day, they go home. So, but the goal was to get everybody through the school day safe so they can go home. Now, the goal is the same, get everybody through the school day safe so they can go home, but the strategy is different. So now kids are, you know, they had to change the strategy, but the goal is still the same. So I see what you're saying with that. And then the win-win, got to know where you're going, where you're going from here, and what you will stand for. And then you mentioned the distractions and good personal boundaries. And I like what Bob said, you know, facing your own truth and, you know, owning up to your own demons. Because I think when a person suffers loss, like I said in some of the other shows, they get real connected with their own emotions and their own feelings. And internally, if they don't shift with the shift, then they end up facing those demons, their own demons, whether it's insecurity, whether it's fear, whatever it is going on. I think when a person suffers long enough, they tend to look internally, and those feelings start, because you get real vulnerable, you know, and you have a flood of feelings and emotions, and things start to come out that would not normally hit the atmosphere. And I think that's the point where you have to face those things, like, why am I feeling this way? Why am I acting this way? Well, if it's coming up, it was already down there. It's just coming up and out. And like Bob said, facing those demons so you can go on, and like you said, create a new strategy so you can be whole. And like Tiffany said, be able to shift within the shift, you know, owning up to the truth, you know, identifying the problem, and then learning the gears, learning the seasons that you're in. Tiffany, did you want to respond real fast?
Yeah, so
stuff here.
I just want to share, and I totally agree with the caller there about the things that you need to find out what's working and what's not working. And something I had shared to my page yesterday with one of the mentors and books that I was reading is, what must you eliminate or incorporate to move forward? And the three words I had got that were for me, and I had to share because I'm like, I know it's for somebody else. And when we talk about even what people go through and sticking to something, you have to have discipline. So discipline in those changes and what it is that you want to do and that when. Discipline. So discipline, guidance, and focus. And I just wanted to add that. I just wanted to add that.
Discipline, guidance, and focus. That's good. That's good. We got about 6 minutes left in our show, and we will pick back up, like I said, next week. We're still talking about bouncing back and just giving, you know, people the tools how to bounce back. But it's one thing to bounce back, but it's another thing to get back up. So what we're here to do is to give you empowerment nuggets that you can use, or anything that you can take home to help you to get back up from the shift that the world has, when the world has shifted, if your life has shifted, so you can intentionally shift and get back, or bounce back to get back up. So I want to open up Bob's mic so he can say some last words. We got about 6 minutes left. Bob, do you have anything you want to say to the people?
Yeah, and I'll say this in capital letters, and I'll say it out loud. I am the only expert on my life. And thank you so much, ladies. I thoroughly enjoyed the whole sharing, and I'll endeavor to be back next week. Thank you for taking my call. Bye for now.
Thank you. Thank you. We miss you. We miss you. Thank you. Caller 706, did you have some last words?
Yes, ma'am. I do. I just really wanted to thank you for having such insight to have this particular topic on today. It was very, very helpful. I want to thank Bob and your co-host, Tiffany, for their input, because it's helped to put some things into perspective for me on today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your insight, for your input, your wisdom, your knowledge, and we appreciate you. Tiffany, you have any last words?
I always appreciate you having me back and being on the show. It's always such a great and awesome topic. I look forward to next week and every Saturday with you. I appreciate the caller and all the insight and revelation, the other side of revelation they received from the car and what they shared. And Bob always coming through and joining us at such early mornings for him. So thank you all, and I can't wait till next week.
Yes, yes. We thank you and we love you. And I mean, it's just some great revelation. So join us next week. I'm going to go ahead and release the topic, and it's going to be letting go in a healthy way. And I think we're going to chew on what Tiffany left off with, was discipline, guidance, and focus, those three. So make sure that you tune in next week for more empowerment nuggets. This is Stacey Johnson, and this is the Focus Factor, where we empower you and we motivate you to move, and so you can soar and live your best life. Have a wonderful day, people.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.